This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Anybody, anywhere, anywhere.
It's time to take command.
The Cardiac Commanders are the Clutch Commanders!
With former NFL tight end, Logan Paulson.
This pass caught by Paulson, the tight end.
And from 106.7 The Fan, Grant Paulson.
Take command coming your way alongside Logan Paulson. I'm Grant Paulson. One final opportunity to look at this Commanders roster ahead of their preseason finale with the Baltimore Ravens at home Saturday afternoon, and then eventually cut down day to form the roster at 53 early next week. Logan, as someone who played a decade in the league, this is one of those weeks where, you know, the cynical view from the outside, people will always say, oh, these games don't matter. They matter a whole lot. I mean, they don't count, but there are players battling for their careers in the days ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think I'm really glad you brought that up, because I think there is a certain lack of empathy when it comes to these games. I'm like, these games are a big deal, you know, and I think we're going to talk about it in more detail as the show goes on. But I think there's going to be, you know, four guys that end up making the team. And this is going to be a big data point in their production. And this is a funny game to be a part of. And I think I might have told versions of this story elsewhere. But I remember my first year, my rookie year in the NFL, we were playing the Arizona Cardinals, and the Arizona Cardinals were playing their starters because, like, they were all ramped up. They said, we got to be starting fast. So they played them in the fourth preseason game. So we were going to play. And I remember walking down to the film room to watch film with Darrell Young. And he had just got in there a little bit ahead of me, and he was walking down the hall, and I was like, hey, man, I thought we were watching film. And he goes, oh, Bobby Turner just kicked me out. He said he's getting ready for week one. And it's this weird time because, like, the guys that are on the roster are looking ahead, and there's, like, this group of guys, probably 30 guys, that are like, this is really, really important for me and my career. And so it is kind of a funny game when you're on the team, when you're on the 90-man roster, trying to find your path in this moment. But yeah, it's a big deal, I think, for a lot of guys.
I actually think that may have been the exact same game where my favorite final game of the preseason story ever happened. May have been a year or two later, but it was around that time. And I think it might have been in Arizona. But Robert Henson, if you remember, the linebacker from Texas Christian, was like in a roster battle. And it ended up being a sad ending because he got hurt in the game pretty seriously. But he had one of the most incredible preseason performances for a guy on the bubble, where he was just playing maniacally. He was making every tackle. It felt like your buddy in high school who has like 26 tackles in a game and like just can't be blocked. And I remember thinking, I mean, this is how many years later? 16 years later, I'm still thinking about it. But it was one of the most inspirational, motivational performances I've ever seen of a dude who, like, clearly knew, if I play a great game, I can make the roster. And the sad part was he gets hurt. But, like, you see that sometimes. You see guys that will themselves essentially onto a football team. And maybe it's not the 53. I know that for a lot of us as fans, that's what we care about. That's what we pay attention to. But, you know, when I covered the league, when you were playing, you know, the practice squad money was $87,000 a year or whatever, which was still a good living. It's now well over, you know, six figures, it's really good money. So for these guys that make the P squad, which is bigger now anyway, like they got kids, they got a family. This is life changing stuff.
Yeah, and that's what I keep telling people. Like, I got a lot of clients, and like, it's kind of a that I train, and then it's kind of getting to that time of year where people are like, I don't know if I'm going to make it, or what happens if I don't make it. I'm like, man, just keep your foot in the door. And so now with these larger practice squad sizes, like, it's a great opportunity. And the way you can elevate, like, that's what I was talking to my, again, I was talking to one of my clients last night, and he was kind of tripping about it. He's like, I don't know if I want to be on practice. I'm like, bud, you're in the club, man. You're in there. You might not be in the VIP just yet, but someone's going to get kicked out and you're going to have an opportunity to step in there. So just to me, I remember, again, my rookie year, like thinking if I made the NFL practice squad, man, that would be pretty special. And I think people sleep on it. Like, I was talking to my son about this last night. We were watching Hard Knocks and he goes, like, that guy's not very good. I'm like, oh, and let me tell you something, bud. Like, everybody you see on this screen is the best football player you've ever seen. And people don't understand that. They think this practice squad dude's a scrub or whatever, but they're awesome. They're awesome athletes, awesome football players. And it's just about finding kind of that perfect mix of luck and good fortune and hard work. And when that all kind of coalesces, you get your opportunity, and hopefully you're ready when the bell rings kind of deal. So
it's a tough league when a guy like me sitting on the couch putting my chips and dip down to yell about how you're not any good, or your 10-year-old son's like, wow, this dude is washed. You
know? Yeah. You're like, I'm like, no, son, we don't, in this house, we don't say that, because your dad was washed in a lot of people's eyes for a long time.
Yeah. Hey, you're a survivor. You hung around. All right. I want to get into a couple of these other storylines in this final preseason game. And then the layout here on Take Command today is going to be that we're going to dive into some important roster battles, position battles. We're going to look at the offensive and defensive sides of the ball over the next couple of segments coming up, and players for you guys to track in this Ravens preseason game. But one thing I've been wrestling with, I want to get insight from you on. It's going to be tough for me to feel great about the passing game regardless, because they haven't had everyone out there yet, right? Even in this dress rehearsal against the Bengals, where the first team O goes 74 yards, four plays, scores a touchdown, Jaden Daniels does not attempt a pass because his lone dropback's a 14-yard touchdown run. But on top of that, you didn't have Noah Brown, you didn't have Terry McLaurin, you didn't have Zach Ertz, you didn't have three of your five offensive linemen. So I don't think
Austin
any of that
Eckler doesn't play, right?
Like, right, Eckler was not involved. Yeah. So in the preseason finale, it's not like they're going to run everybody out there against the Ravens, even if a couple starters go, which I'm not even sure that that's going to be the case. We haven't heard that yet. But I guess my question would be, can you be okay with Jaden Daniels not attempting a single pass in a game since the NFC Championship game?
Dude, we talked about this a little bit in like a production meeting, like after the other show, and I've been thinking about it since we had that conversation. And the thing that comes to mind is like, so little background here is like, I was like, I need every rep. I need every opportunity. I need to feel it. Need to be in it. I need the preseason games to get ready. And there's a lot of guys like Tana of that generation. Tana's a little bit older than me, obviously, but he kind of had the same mindset. I need to get in, need to, you know, run my 10 plays, need to get three or four balls in a preseason game, and then I'm good. Shut it down and hit the season. But I think now you look around the league and it's way different in terms of how people approach these games. Like, it is strictly for evaluation in a lot of senses, right? So like, you look at some of the top guys, like Jalen Hurts, zero preseason snaps, Josh Allen, zero preseason snaps, Patrick Mahomes has three, Lamar Jackson has zero, Matt Stafford has zero. And obviously there's other people that have more, and everyone kind of has their own approach and own philosophy to this. But the thing I came back to was like, the reason you'd want him to play is to get the CPU working, right? Am I seeing the coverages correctly? Am I seeing the blitzes? Am I getting the protections called correctly? All those kind of things. And I can attest to this because I did it. Like, preseason is like the vanilla of vanilla. Like, it's fun to play in the preseason because it's not hard. It's like, it's easy, right? So I'm like, the benefit of having him play would be to have him see complicated stuff, and there will be no complicated stuff. Right. There will be no, oh, I'm going to disguise this cover three. It's actually cover two, or here's a fire zone and I got to get the ball out quick. That's not what this is. Right. And so I think that's ultimately, I came to the conclusion. It's like, yeah, because why the work, if they do play, great. He's getting to put the uniform on, getting the call in the headset. You're working process, you're working substitutions. But in terms of the things that he needs, all that stuff would have come in the joint practice. You know what I'm saying? So like, that's where you get the real value of developing a quarterback, is when you see, hey, this is Baltimore, man. They're running all these six-man fire zones and it's crazy, and we're kind of showing these simulated pressures and we're really, is it six or is it four? And where's the ball? Where's my hot answer? All that kind of stuff. Are we picked up? But you're not getting that in the preseason. They're not going to do it. So is there a value to it? Sure. But it's more logistical, right? It's not an actual developmental process for him.
So to that end, I have come around substantially to these joint practices being way more effective in getting starters ready than even a preseason game, because I am team preseason and always have been, right? The joint practices unequivocally, and this has been the case for a long time. I remember Shanahan saying as much, just because you can dictate, right?
Yeah,
I can
yeah.
make sure we run red zone, goal line, 2 minute, 4 minute. You can't do that in a game. I might not get a 2 minute situation, a red zone
Absolutely.
Situation. So they're more helpful in that way, obviously, right? No doubt about it. But a couple of points just to what you said. Number one, they don't get those joint practices with the Ravens. Not their fault necessarily. I guess Baltimore says it's mutual. Didn't feel mutual to me. I don't really know what happened, but it seems like the Ravens didn't want to participate in these practices. So, okay, you lose that. They did get it with the Patriots, but that's a long time ago now, and they got some good work there. The other point I would make is you just rattled off a bunch of quarterbacks that didn't play in the preseason. And this has been the case now for several years where a lot of those veterans, you're in the same offense for years. You don't play in the preseason. I get that. This is a year two guy who has played in, you know, in his case, 17 football games at this point. Like, I see that the Falcons are doing this with Michael Penix Jr., by the way.
Yeah.
He's played, he started three games. They're going, you're good. We'll get you to the regular season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Season. Jaden may have arrived. Like, there's a chance at the end of this year he's in the elite now. We've said for a long time it's four horsemen in quarterbacking. It's Burrow and Lamar and Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. And maybe it's five deep now with Jaden Daniels. Like, Washington may have that guy. But I guess this is acting as if, in a sense, for me, where you're taking a year two guy and you're going, well, if Allen doesn't do it. And then the last point I'll make that I want you to react to is, like, the Rams have not taken the preseason seriously for years. They always get off to slow starts.
Yeah.
The Bengals are changing what they're doing because they basically punted on August and it backfired on them. So I think there's been some correction from some clubs that feel like they don't start well enough.
Yeah, and I think the Atlanta one's interesting because, you know, Raheem Morris is a LA guy, right? Him and Sean are
McVay
really close. Yeah, he worked there for a long time. And so they have a very similar approach. And ultimately, I come back to maybe the number one statistic in terms of determining winning percentage at the end of the year is roster health, right? So if you're making a decision to promote roster health, I think it's probably the right decision. And so that's what every time you walk in one of these preseasons, every time you walk in one of these joint practices, you're assessing that risk of how banged up is the roster going to be post this event. And so, like, you know, Tom Brady for the longest time only did joint practices, no preseason games. And even he gets the ACL in that preseason game against Tampa Bay, whatever, you know, or in the joint practice, whenever, like, for 5 years from the end of his career. And so obviously nothing is without risk. And so I think that's kind of what you're getting at there. And so you said this on the last show, and I thought it was a great point. It's like, if Laremy Tunsil's not going to play, right? If Brandon Coleman's not going to play, and we've kind of got that offensive line played great in the game. And I think they're going to play great if that's the offensive line you have to walk into week one. Like, why am I going to trot him out there when maybe I don't have my best pieces available, right? Zach's going to be on a pitch count because of who he is, because of his experience. That's like your man answer, your hot answer versus certain coverage. If he's not going to play, like, I'm not giving him the best tools to be successful. So, and it's almost at this point, like he's going to get a better look because you've been at practice. You've seen how the defense works. He's going to get a better look from our defense in practice in terms of quick decisions, where the ball's got to go. So again, like I am a preseason guy also, like I told you my process, I need that. I felt like I needed that real bad when I was playing. But when I come back to it, it's like, is it going to actually help him get better? And I'm not sure that it will, because if Baltimore's not playing their starters, it's going to be a bunch of Jag backups, right? And you're going to pick that apart probably, right? No matter who's playing wide receiver. And then you're just exposing him to injury. And so,
and they're
if he
game
does,
planning, and it's vanilla.
Yeah, it's super vanilla. Like I'll tell you, in that third preseason game or fourth preseason game when I was playing, it was day one install from the defense. They're running one coverage. They're running run front. And you could just let that thing rip. And if you had anybody with any kind of experience, you were going to win the game at the quarterback spot, right? Like that's what that game is. And so, and I love it. And again, somebody, four or five guys are going to make the team off that game tonight, on Saturday, which is great. But that's the thing I came back to. It's like, as much as I think it helps with preparation, help me with my preparation, is it really going to help Jaden Daniels? And again, this is a situation that's outside of the team's control. The joint practice gets canceled. I don't think you need to course correct necessarily, because like hunting for reps if they're not going to be valuable reps. Like work just for work's sake is not valuable.
I've said that for a long time to my wife, so I'm glad that you feel that way about football as well. Put your hat on real quick as a coach. So this is Stonebridge Bulldogs, Logan Paulson then. Here is my last concern I will wage before we get into the offense and the defensive players to watch, position groups to monitor here. It's a long time without actual football for this team. Yeah. I thought Dan Quinn did an incredible thing when he had the burgundy and gold scrimmage, but I don't know if you can go back to that. Well, like that was a really manufactured kind of college, like this is a gray versus white game or whatever. And there was a juice in the building. How do you, if you're a coach, not have your team effectively go 3 weeks without playing? I worry about the baseball team going into the division series that hasn't hit in a week now having to face a number one starter. Am I overthinking that?
I don't think so. I think that is something that needs to be negotiated, needs to be definitely thought about 100%. I think the thing that I look about there is like, that's where coaches make their money. It's like, hey, do we give guys a couple days off, let them refresh, recharge? Because I will say this, like I came out of a couple hard training camps when I was playing and I wasn't physically right until probably like week four or five of the season, like just heavy legs, banged up elbows, wrists. And then you're like, and then eventually you find your legs and you feel okay. And so I do think this kind of served as a unique opportunity to make sure, hey man, like we can be as fresh as possible for week one. You know, we can be super fresh, divisional game. Let's go get this thing. And I think it's just about managing, keeping the guys physically fresh, obviously. But the other thing I want to point out to fans is there's a mental element to this too, right? Like they're like when you're on a stretch with no game and training camp is like the time that this happens, it is mentally fatiguing. And so like days off, how to make everything feel novel and new and different. And Dan does a great job of making practice feel fun and exciting every single day. But that's the issue. Like, I think you can get them so that they feel good, because the Giants are going through the same stuff. You know, they're going to go through the same things. Every team's going to have to navigate this 3 week window. And the team that navigates the best is the team that's going to win week one. And so as a coach, how do you not over prepare? How do you make sure the guys are mentally and physically fresh while not taking too much off the gas pedal? It's a fine line, and you really have to know your team. You really got to know your horses in this case, and put yourself in the best position to be successful.
Take command with the Paulsons, Logan and Grant with you. All right, we're going to go to the offensive side of the ball next. Players that have to help themselves in this preseason finale against the Ravens. And what do we know about the position groups as we look ahead to forming the 53-man roster? We'll get into that in moments on Take Command.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.